Lord, we thank you for the quickening of the Spirit in this place. And God, let us not be led any other way but through the words that you would speak, Lord. God, right now I give you honor and praise for what we feel in our heart. Surely, Lord, the joy is here for those that will receive it. God, we praise you right now for each one that has come. And I pray, Lord, that you will bless their situations, bless each need that has came in this place. And God, let us take this time to come together as a group of people that we're able to move forward in you, God. We'll never cease, Lord, to give you the honor and the praise. Hallelujah. And the church said amen. Hallelujah. I want to read one passage of scripture to you and share what God has laid on our heart, and we'll surely be out of your way. Let's read in the 33rd chapter of the book of Deuteronomy. We'll begin reading in the 24th verse. I'm thankful for the worship that's taken place tonight. No better way to lay off the troubles of life than thanking God for the things he's already done. And I thank him tonight for what we felt in this place. Let us begin reading at verse 24. And of Asher he said, let Asher be blessed with children. Let him be acceptable to his brethren. And let him dip his foot in oil. Thy shoes shall be iron and brass. And as thy days, so shall thy strength be. Take note of this verse, church. Write it down, mark it down, put a mark in your Bible. As thy days, so shall thy strength be. There is none like unto the God of Jeshurun, who rideth upon the heaven in thine help, and in his excellency on the sky. The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. He shall thrust out the enemy from before thee, and shall say, destroy them. Israel then shall dwell in safety alone. The fountain of Jacob shall be upon a land of corn and wine. Also his heavens shall drop down dew. Happy art thou, O Israel, who is like unto thee, O people saved by the Lord, the shield of thine help. And who is the sword of thy excellency? And thine enemies shall be found liars unto thee, and thou shalt tread upon their high places. As we're entering into a new year in all of our lives, I can certainly say that we've all been through a lot this year. A lot of highs and a lot of lows. A lot of things that are definitely close to your heart and memorable that you've been through. And if you look at it and examine what you've been through, surely God has been there with you. Sometimes it's hard to see God in what we're going through, but if you'll just take that sincere moment and really examine what you've been through this year, you'll surely be able to say God was there. As we read this scripture, we're coming upon the words of Moses, whom in the last days of his life wanted to leave some words of wisdom behind for Asher and the people that were going forth into this promised land. Moses had most certainly been through a lot in his life. He had made mistakes in his life. He had done things that he had regretted in his life. But surely even in his slow speech, surely even in the parts of him he didn't believe in, he still found God when he needed him. He had a new beginning in spite of his upbringing and his raising. He had a new way to live in spite of the faults that he had committed before. And God saw fit to give him a purpose that he would be used of him to fulfill the purpose of having the children of Israel be brought to the promised land. And I read these words of wisdom, and you just have to think about what he had been through to understand the magnitude and the brevity of these words. They had went through the Passover, and those that had the blood upon the door were spared. Imagine living in a time where you had to do such things just to be spared under the eyes of God. I find that we have it relatively easy, where we hardly walk in fear of God and feel like we can do so much with repenting so little. They had been through the Passover and saw their loved ones slain before their eyes. When tragedy strikes, we just look over it, unless it happens to be ours. Unless it happens to your doorstep, it's something you can easily just ignore. But in this time, every family was affected. Everybody that was in that place at that time was affected. And unless they had the blood on the door, they were not spared. And in the day we live in, unless we're living with the blood of Jesus Christ within our hearts, we are not without the ability to face some things that are difficult. But let me tell you that with him, you'll go a lot further than you would have all by yourself. Moses would have never accomplished anything in his life had he not finally listened to God and followed God. And there's many of us in here. Can I get somebody to give me an amen that you wouldn't be where you are today had you not listened to the great hand of God? So many of us could say that in this place. We would not be where we're sitting right now, whether happy or unhappy, whether miserable or with joy, whether with sickness or with healing. We would not be here right now in this moment had God not gave us the strength and the grace to be here. And I know that I've been through a lot this year in my own life, and I can examine so many emotions that I walked through, going through the things that would try to depress you and make you feel less of yourself and make you feel like you're not able to finish the job, and unworthiness and unsatisfaction, you know, just not being satisfied with what surrounds you. Then when things begin to happen, you find that joy is lacking in your heart. And if we would just learn to listen to what God would say, we would begin to find a brand new life. I want you to hear these words: as thy days, so shall thy strength be. Tonight I want to talk to some of you that are going through something right now. I'm not talking about something down the road. I'm talking to some of you tonight that's going through something right now. And I want to tell you that God has sent this word for you. He's spoken it to my heart in the afternoon as I was just sitting and meditating upon him. He showed me that there are some people that are going through something right now. You've been going through a difficult time, and you need that assurance in your life that life is worth living. You need that encouragement to know that God is with you. And I want to say these words unto you, the same words that Moses spoke unto Asher and the people that he left behind. He said, as thy days, so shall your strength be. God's strength is without measure. It is not able to be measured, the things that we can draw from God. And his peace is without limit. If you will draw unto his peace, surely it will be nigh unto you. Deliverance is not so far away that you could not find freedom from the things that you're bound to. I was once with a heavy drug addiction, but I found deliverance through God. All I had to do was listen and to heed unto him. And as the years have went by in my life, that scripture comes alive to me, and I'm reminded that as all the days that I live, so shall the strength be there. You read that in the New Testament. It says, my grace is sufficient for thee. I'm telling you tonight, I want to remind some of you that's been going through something that God's grace will be sufficient for you through this thing. If you need deliverance in this place, I want to tell you that you can find deliverance from drug and alcohol addiction, and you do not have to settle for feeling like that you're hooked on this thing. If you need peace of mind and the devil has tormented you and made you feel like that there's no hope for you, I want to tell you that there is hope through Christ Jesus, that there is a sound mind to claim if you will believe it. Some of you may not have that relationship with Jesus Christ today. Some of you may not know the goodness and the grace that you're walking in even now. But I want to tell you that you were not spared for no reason at all. That you weren't just left here on earth to be brought through this and to be brought through that for no reason whatsoever. But God has a purpose and a reason that you are here right now. If God would have saw fit to kill me when I was hooked on drugs, you would have been going to the graveside where my name was wrote down. But God saw a purpose in me and gave me a reason to live. And every year that goes by, I'm reminded that all the days I live, so shall the strength of God be there. The work was not done yet when Moses left them. They had so much further to go. And sometimes as people, we just need reassurance, to be reminded and encouraged. And that's why I'm here tonight. I didn't dress up to come and play. I'm here to remind some people about the God that is so real to you. If you'll just open up your mouth and thank him, he'll be there. And if you'll just call out and say, God, I need your help, he'll be there. You have to know that you're not just here for no reason. You have to know that life was not meant for you to live in suffering. That there is a greater hope. Amen. Amen. I need somebody to help me preach right now. There is a greater hope to have in Christ Jesus. There's been many people, you might not think that they've been through a lot because they came in dressed nice tonight. You see all these people sitting around you. I want to tell you that they've went through some storms in their life. How many of you can bear witness? Some people in this place have went through a lot in their life, and they're here tonight because they have something in them, not an obligation, not a reason that they feel like they've got to be here, but there's something inside that says that I'm with them, and he goes forth with all of us in the middle of the storm. And it's time, church, that you be reminded that God's grace will be sufficient as you exit out of this year and enter into a new one. There is no drama the devil can make up that'll cause you to fall. There is no reasoning or excuse that'll cause you to give up, because God's strength is greater than anything that you could ever have to go through. And if anybody's ever been through something in here tonight, can you give God praise for him helping you? Can somebody give him glory for the things that he's done? Can somebody show off for God tonight and say, thank you, Lord Jesus, for everything that you brought me through. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for all the sacrifices that you've made. Thank you, God, for paying my bills when I didn't have the money. Thank you, God, for bringing me through. The journey wasn't over yet. And he wanted to remind them that though you be here and you're on your way to there, that you possess the strength. Somebody say that word with me right now, strength. Somebody say it again, strength. Somebody say it again, strength. You have the strength to get through this thing. You have the strength to get through this thing. Why? Because we walk under the grace of God, and we walk under his love and his mercy that goes forth with us. As we depart from this place, you're left to yourself. And you're left to your problems, and you're left to the situation. You might have your Bible, and you might have gospel tapes, and you might have a praying mama, praying grandmother, but there comes a point in time when you have to realize that you've got to have strength, and you've got to know deep down inside that you've got Jesus with you. You've got to begin to say, God, I need your help. You've got to put your feet down to the enemy and tell him that he's got no hold. You've got to take a stand when everybody else talks filth. You've got to take a stand when people talk about other people. You've got to be the one to know that God is with you. So that's why God spoke this peculiar word to me, for he is surely with you.